I'm not sure if it's cute or not. Charles Pellegrin's doing an impression while we were watching that, but he's here on set. Don't do it again, no. Charles, the impression, no. He's talking about Australia's social media ban on children under 16. It's taken effect since the early hours, of course, of December the 10th.
Mm-hmm. It's a world first in terms of regulation of big tech companies, and many governments are looking at how this ban is being enforced and what the intended and unintended consequences will be. For more on this, let's bring in Jess Butcher. She is the founder of ScrollAware, a nonprofit foundation focused on digital well-being. She's also a tech entrepreneur and a former commissioner at the Equality and Human Rights Commission in the UK. She joins us from London. Thank you very much for being with us. I'll start right away. You support this ban enforced in Australia. Tell us why.
Watching. I think the evidence has just become more and more clear over recent years about the harms that these platforms are causing young people and indeed adults, if we're really honest with ourselves. You know, I think it is not an attention economy that we're dealing with anymore. It is an addiction economy, and it is designed to be so. And children especially are suffering, not just in the time opportunity cost of 3, 4, 5 hours a day that they're having sapped from their real world lives, but also the impact on their attention, their focus. And of course, there's a huge amount of publicity about the very specific harms that they are subject to within these platforms. So I think it's really important to try this. Parents are crying out for help here because they're really struggling to know how to deal with it. So I'm very excited to see how it fares.
Mm-hmm. The social media, in the word social in social media, is a bit of a misnomer, because originally these platforms' purpose was to connect people who sort of already knew each other. And increasingly, it's changed to content creators providing content to viewers, and it's more one-directional. Can you give us a sense of how that trend's evolved for these big tech companies?
Yeah, this has been a really interesting trend, I think, particularly over the last 2 to 3 years. When we saw the huge success of TikTok around the world, we saw other platforms catching up with that and emulating many of these styles of what is now considered algorithmic media. Social media, as you say, is a misnomer. Only last month, Meta, in court filings, outlined how on Instagram, only 7% of the content that any of us see, children and adults, is from people that we know, that we have requested to follow. And 93% is now served up to the user algorithmically according to their preferences. So it is now just a content platform, and it's effectively a slot machine, as the image is showing. You know, we just reel through very, very quickly. And the impact of that on our concentration is hugely significant and very, very worrying.
There's been a lot of talk, actually, of peak social media use happening around 2022, and that people are now naturally actually sort of retreating from these platforms. Could this ban that's being enforced on kids under 16 in Australia right now be a bit of a watershed moment for these social media platforms?
I think it could. And how successful it actually is in practice remains to be seen. But I think the message of the ban is incredibly important, because it tells everybody that we need to be a lot more vigilant about what we're consuming. The content that comes through these platforms is to the brain as junk food is to the body. You know, the parallels there are, you know, incredibly powerful. So, you know, we'll have to see how it works. But, you know, I think everybody needs to wake up to the time that they're spending and be much, much more intentional with that time. And of course, a ban like this gives parents the support they need to actually make that case more forcefully where their children are concerned. And not just parents, but of course also schools, where we've seen a lot of debate over the last couple of years around what access to these technologies within the school environment is meaning, and the challenges that teachers are having within the school environment in trying to monitor, regulate, and grab back the child's attention for the classroom for deeper learning.
The argument that's always being put forward by tech companies when it comes to regulation of this sort is that it stifles innovation. Do you think that argument applies here?
Absolutely not. I'm a tech entrepreneur and I am very pro-tech and innovation. I'm excited actually to see what this ban will result in by way of innovation. We definitely have a technopoly in place around the world. Children are not learning technology when they're using these platforms. This is just a content format and a very, very compelling, addictive content format. So I would love to see more platforms coming in that actually provide, again, we go back to social content that enables people to use these tools to connect with those that they know or those that they want to meet in the real life, and actually drives people back into the real world, back to real world hobbies, back to connection and back to learning. And obviously, so it's so hard for innovative young companies to cut through within this environment. And I would hope that actually bans like this will provide opportunities to do that and will be putting more ethical thinking behind newer platforms as they come to market, I hope.
There's a generation of young digital activists in Europe, elsewhere, people who've grown up with social media, who have lived experiences of its potential harms as well as its benefits. There's a lot of talk about, yes, an alternative platform or a different kind of platform emerging. What shape could it take? Do you think, is there a likelihood of seeing some sort of cooperative model for a social media platform emerging, being able to rival with the big US tech groups or TikTok?
I think it's a daunting prospect for any startup to consider the possibility that they might rival one of these big platforms. But I do think that the consumer zeitgeist is shifting in the direction of wanting to unplug more and understanding and appreciating the harms. And there's a huge opportunity for platforms, new platforms, to come in to meet that demand. We're seeing the rise of unplugging as a trend within society. And in actual fact, Gen Z is one of the most interesting generations. You know, quite young, as you say, they've grown up with this technology. And yet they're starting to feel increasingly disillusioned and exploited by it. In the UK, there was a survey recently that that discovered that over 53% of Gen Z actually support a social media ban for those younger than them because they're conscious that they lost their childhoods. And we're starting to see this growing boom in things like the events industry and experiences. We're starting to see kids very willingly doing something called raw dogging, which is sitting on planes and doing nothing for 6 or 7 hours. So it's quite exciting because I think there is a lot of demand for this. And as I say, I think the zeitgeist is shifting in quite a positive direction as people wake up to the fact that their time is ultimately being stolen from them.
Jess Butcher, you are the founder of ScrollAware. Thank you so much for sharing your insights on France 24.
Thank you for having me.
Chomp, thanks so much. Chomp with the business on France 24.